Yo, people, it is a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening at this point. It's about 6:30, and I'm drinking one more beer, and then I'm going to sit down and edit this podcast, and I'm going to edit my daughter's YouTube channel video. And, man, just a full day of editing after a full day of softball practices, mowing the lawn, and drinking some beer with the boys on this episode of the PC Bombcast. That said, this is episode 135. We talk about real-life pop culture villains. Which we segue into out of Roseanne, who apparently is the newest, a little bit softer than some of these Me Too guys, but still, bad guys in the world of pop culture, real life bad guys, not the Thanos kind, because Thanos kind, although very, very dark, not quite as impactful in everyday life. These other people, they have a little bit more than that, or do they? I don't know. Maybe we talk about it. Also, don't forget our sponsors, 318 Mid-River Mall Drive. That would be the Beer Sauce Shop. We talked about the Beer Sauce Shop and possible Ultimate Frisbee competition on this, and then which would be a blast. And then our boy at Bomber Jackets. Don't forget Alex there. Go to www.mybomberjackets.com. And then go on Amazon and find Waking the Weaver, a Timberhaven novel from my buddy Aaron Conaway. Good friend Aaron Conaway and good friend Josh Roberts coming up in September for CaveCon 2018, don't forget that, in conjunction with Colin Bunn and all kinds of awesome creators. It's a great time. You should go. I'll be there drinking, obviously. And I think that's it. I think the episode's just going to roll. So you're going to hear an explosion right now. Hey, we are back, and we were just reminiscing right now about PCU. And before we go into that, because I want to tell you how PCU inspired my Sunday last Sunday.
We're not going to protest.
Yeah, we're not going to protest. Missy is not here. She's off getting a
Bender
tattoo.
Bender is a tool.
Yeah, that's right. Got him. That worked out because it was gutter, so it's the same syllables.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is the voices you heard. Of course, to my left, cattywampus to me would be no gimmicks needed, John Bender.
That's right.
And then to my right, the other cattywampus, opposite wampus of me, would be the silver badger.
I think it's wampus cat.
What's up, party
Wampus
people?
And then Wampus cat.
No, I think you messed up as party people.
Wampus?
Sorry.
That's all right.
Wampus.
So last Sunday, kind of slow Sunday. Got through making breakfast, or I was making lunch. I can't remember what we were going to do. It was Monday. We were waiting for the pool to open.
Okay.
You know what? Rewind. Start all over. We just got back from a day at the pool, and there was nothing yet on TV.
I feel like this story's a lie.
Because it was Memorial Day.
It needs to get better, that's for
sure. So there was nothing on TV, and I was starting to make dinner.
Memorial Day, so he's got war movies on all day.
There was absolutely nothing on TV.
Saving Private Ryan was on at least three channels.
Yeah, but I've seen it a million times. So I was just kind of scanning. The girls were off doing their own thing. I was about to cook dinner. And being the massive PCU fan that I am, and the fact that I may have, in fact, smoked some weed in college, the National Ultimate Frisbee Championships were on Fox Sports Midwest, and I watched the men's and the women, the North Carolina Dark Side, because apparently these colleges, because they're intramural sports, so they give themselves their own names.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the Dark Side for the men's whim, and the Dartmouth women won.
Huh. Wow.
And I got to tell you this, no disrespect to women in the world.
Wait, you said North Carolina Dark Side?
That's what they call themselves, yeah.
Okay.
And
are they from, like, University of North Carolina?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's from college. North Carolina, Steve.
From North Carolina, inspired by Pink Floyd, it's the Dark Side.
See, I went Sith with it, but okay, that's
just
me.
Work too. But the women were, the women were, gosh darn it, they were,
hairy vaginas.
They were the Princess Layouts.
That
was clever. So they won. Their strategy. I mean, I played a ton of Ultimate. I love Ultimate Free. I'd play now if I knew where.
I've never played Ultimate
Free. Oh, we should get a game together. It's so good.
Yeah, I'd be
so
down.
So good. Yeah. Beer Sauce Shop. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be
fun. See how many teams we could have? 8 players a team? Something like that. You could have up to 10 players, but only 8 players on the field.
We should play one of the other podcasts.
Ultimate Frisbee Championship.
One of those guys. Yeah. The ABC podcast.
ABC guys. Run wild on us.
They're not that much younger than us.
Bender works out a lot. I'm a former athlete, current softball player.
I used to be able to run.
You're going to be team captain, coach. Coach
Badger.
Yeah,
you need to be like a basketball coach. You just got the look, man.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I think throw more a couple chairs. Golf coach.
Golf coach.
Yeah. But that'd be a good time. What? And did you just go? You just took a right turn off the highway.
Golf coach. He's like the kind of guy who likes to stroke the wood of people he
shouldn't. Stroke the wood. That's the name of the episode. Hey, speaking of, this is back-to-back weeks of recording on a Sunday. I did put back-to-back fully hosted, but Missy had a schedule change, so she's off getting a small tattoo.
Yep.
Which is things that we have.
Wait a minute. We recorded last Sunday.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Did we not last Sunday?
No, I was out of town. I left for Branson.
Oh, we did not. When did we record last week?
I think it was a Thursday.
Was it a Thursday?
Yeah, it might have been a regular scheduled program.
I'm way off.
I'm pretty sure I drove to Branson that day. But, you know, it was a long weekend, so maybe I'm wrong.
I'm way off then.
I'm not. It was Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just retarded.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. That's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, so that said, anything we need to catch up on before we start in on this week?
Branson was fun. It was cool.
Yeah. What'd you all do?
I'm going to preface by saying that I had zero interest in ever going to Branson in my life.
You mentioned that on the show. Yes.
My mom lived there. So I lived there almost every summer. And I can tell you, I have zero interest in ever going back to Branson.
You know, I didn't know it was so hilly. There's a lot of hills.
Oh yeah. It's the Ozark Mountains.
Yeah. It was cool. Not one mountain. I liked that. Rode some roller coasters.
Had you never been to Branson?
No, never. I've never in my life.
Oh, be darned.
Branson would be cool if it was 2 hours closer. That's a long fucking drive.
Yeah, Branson is
4 hours?
Yeah.
That's long?
For Branson. Like,
it's more than 4 hours.
It's about four and a half hours.
That's not true, because it takes you about, well.
It took me 4 hours to get there.
But you drove fast.
Then. I did the back roads through, from where I'm at, it gives me the back roads to Washington, Missouri.
Yeah, that's.
To get to 44.
Yeah, that's not much quicker, though.
No, I know, it's just kind of weird,
you
though.
You go to Springfield and then go south for 45 minutes, so however long it takes you to get to, no, that's exactly the way.
Is it 45? Yeah, I guess it was 45.
Yeah
it takes forever.
2.5 hours to get to Springfield?
That's fast.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going really quick.
Yeah, from where we are, like, honestly, when I lived in like Maryland Heights or even in Overland, I could get to Springfield quicker because we're right there on the highways. Because there's no easy way to get to 44 from where we're at.
Right.
No, it was cool though. We rode some roller coasters. I did the Ducks.
Oh, you rode the Ducks? So when I was in high school, me and my buddies would go from Lamar to stay with my mom for the weekend, and we'd follow the Ducks around and torment the people on them.
Yeah.
That was our deal.
So those ducks? Of you who don't know what the Ducks are, they're those military duck vehicles.
They're amphibian vehicles.
It goes into the water. And
it's the tour of Branson. It's the highway and lake tour of Branson.
Yeah. But they only go around a little island, but they do take you up into the mountains, and I guess the new owners of the duck company down there is the same company that owns Ripley's, believe it or not.
Which is also there and in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
And Gatlinburg, for those that don't know, everything in Gatlinburg and everything in Branson are almost owned by the exact same people, entertainment companies and stuff.
I went to the Ripley's in San Antonio. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. I didn't go this year down in Branson, but we did the Ducks. The best part about the duck tour is crashing into the water, and the rest of it sucks.
Yeah.
Unless you're seven.
Awful. Yeah, it's awful. And even if you're seven, there's like 30 minutes of it.
Is it like a historical tour?
Actually, it was. They take you up into the mountains, and they had all these like old military vehicles from like other, you know, multi-use, multi-purpose, goofy vehicles from World War II all the way up through Vietnam.
Okay.
Up in the mountains, and then you get like a corny. It sounded like the guy who just died from a Full Metal Jacket.
Our Army.
Yeah, that guy. It sounded like him. I don't know if it was or not. I didn't ask. And then there's like,
it'd be odd if it was.
Really terrible Branson jokes, like, "Hey, look out into those woods. You guys see anything?" I'm like, "Oh, there's a Bigfoot nailed to a tree. I see Bigfoot."
Let me tell you, just as a terrible person that spent the better part of eight-year summers there, those aren't really terrible Branson jokes. Those are just Branson jokes.
Yeah.
That's every joke in Branson. And it's funny that you asked if it was an historical tour of Branson. The history of Branson, I mean, the only things that have changed there is technology. I mean, it's pretty much the exact
same. Well, we kind of had this conversation because, like, you go down there and all of the shows are, like, Elvis, like there's a lot of Elvis-y theme stuff and everything. I'm like, and I go, I think that Branson needs to update its image to, like, 80s bands or something, so that like
it ain't gonna happen, man.
Like parents our age can be like get kind of nostalgic about like a Rod Stewart
The problem is
tribute band or some shit like that.
Problem is, parents our age like going play tropical places. It's
yeah, exactly.
The old people that love going there. Missy's yeah. grandparents go there every year for their anniversary. I mean,
yeah. Oh. We did the Dolly Parton Stampede, which is no longer the Dixie Stampede. Yeah,
it was Dixie Stampede. Now, the best part of that chicken's good.
Yeah, the chicken's pretty solid. Have you ever been there?
No.
He's never been to Branson. You get a full meal.
Well, they also have one in Tennessee. It's a
7-course meal.
I assume it's like medieval times where they feed you
except,
and you watch a show.
Well, except it's horse racing and horse tricks and all that stuff. Yeah. And the North versus South.
They still do North versus South, but it's red versus blue. So and they switched it up.
So it's like, the North like Halo is red. Xbox. It's like, what was that? Rooster.
Rooster.
What, do they do like fake guns and stuff?
No, they just do like a little. So they do like a couple little shows. And then at the end, there's there was some barrel racing. There was pig racing.
You get booze at this, right?
No, that's the worst fucking part, because I thought you were. So we got there early because they're like, oh, there's a bluegrass show beforehand. And God, it was awful.
So,
like,
go ahead.
If they would have had one more bluegrass song, I would have fucking slipped my throat.
You went to the wrong place, buddy. So the new Branson, the landing in Branson?
Yeah.
You went there, obviously.
No, we didn't go there.
Oh, see that?
So the landing you can booze at.
So for people our age, that's the good part.
Yeah.
Because so there's all these cool fountains. It's designed by the same person that designed Vegas fountains and all that stuff. Okay. The same firm and all them came
I tried to
it.
Go a couple times and the kids were crabby.
It's
the
but now everything there that said, everything there that you get is definitely large scale entertainment company tourist things, but it's the microbreweries, great restaurants, great shopping.
I couldn't find a brewery around at all.
But you see, you don't look for breweries, but there's restaurants down there that have microbreweries.
Yeah, yeah. There was. But there was no brewery around.
They're like, what's that one? Granite City Brewery and Gordon Birch and stuff like that.
Those
are
like chains, though, right?
Yeah, it's chains, but at least they have them.
Yeah.
And they have big shopping. And
I've had Granite City Brewery before. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
But...
Better
than
Trailhead or something.
So what I thought was interesting
is... They've got
a
gold medal from this past year at
the
GABF.
Dolly Parton Stampede. They got rid of the North versus South,
They got rid of the Dixie
Union,
Stampede, and they get rid of all that.
Union versus the Confederate Army's gone. But they put in a little Indian show, which was okay.
Seems just as... risque,
but there's
though.
A guy, and that's the thing. There's
so
a guy.
The real trail of tears is when you figured out you couldn't get.
But there's a guy in like an old Indian man face mask, and I was like, "Ooh, I don't know if this is okay." Like I almost like took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter just out of curiosity to see if get any uproar. But I was like, I don't think that this is technically okay. I think Indians would have a problem with that.
Now, what was the chief's name? Bordelot?
They didn't give him a name. There was like a weird dance with an eagle, and there was a horse, and then the eagle flew up, and it was okay. I would never go back.
The eagle flew
again.
Up into the sky. He was something to observe.
Yeah, there's not enough booze anywhere in that town.
No,
you can't
it's
get
not
any
there
booze
for.
At Silver Dollar City.
Mm-mm.
Can't get anything at the Dixie's or Dolly Parton Stampede. Ugh.
We went on not to leapfrog Tom, but we went to the game yesterday. It's a smooth segue from yours.
Humblebrag.
And I finally two straight games for my family. Two straight walk off home runs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that what is it?
1764.
Yeah, that's a nice little. Little craft bar there in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. And that,
what do you think the price is, though?
I thought for the ballpark, pretty reasonable. I thought $22 for a 32 ounce growler, not a bad deal.
That's not terrible. They give you a growler?
Yeah, it's a take home 17, whatever that year was, 74 growler. Yeah,
it's not that bad.
No, that's a good deal. I mean, it's a
smart,
slightly elevated craft prices, but craft prices are already slightly elevated, so you're kind of used to paying that. But I mean, I think it's a better value than buying a Bud Light or Budweiser from a.
I checked it out when I went, but I didn't get anything from there.
And I was impressed by the spread they had. Logboat. Mothers, all kinds of
Four Hands.
Not just local, but extended local Boulevard.
Yeah.
And then they had the stuff you expected, like the Goose Island and things like that.
They've done a really good job, kind of keeping inventing that park and things to do and reasons to stay down there.
Yeah.
They did you go upstairs? Have you been upstairs at all to the new Budweiser?
The Bow Tie Bar? Yeah. I did not make it just because it was a rainy day to start.
Okay.
And so, and I was with the family. But had it been just me and Missy, and rest assured for Missy's birthday that we're going to,
yeah,
we'll hit the
go
Bow Tie Bar.
Check it out. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, we're going to hit that. But no, it was a good day at the ballpark. And hey, congratulations to Michael Wacha for almost getting another no-hitter today.
Yeah.
Lost it in the ninth. But Tom, what any catch-up to you before we jump into this episode?
Nothing fun. That
well, then let's just jump right into the episode. Yeah.
Jump
hey,
right in.
I think probably the biggest thing that dominated news this week was would be Roseanne. I mean, outside of that, your volcano's still going in Hawaii.
Yeah, but nothing really's happened.
Yeah, nothing really. But Roseanne's, and I kind of wrote out the timeline of this, and I wanted to jump into that because that's going to lead us into our next topic. So. For those that don't know, Roseanne is officially canceled. I don't know why you would not know that, but it is canceled. So on 5/28, that would be May 28th, at 11:45 p.m., star of the show, Roseanne Barr, tweeted, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ." And she was, of course, referring to, now that we know this, as Valerie Jarrett, one of Obama's senior advisors.
Yep.
By the way, she also, on the same night, went after Chelsea Clinton and George Soros. Is that how you pronounce his name? Soros?
Yeah, Soros. Soros, yep.
Yeah. The later being a popular target for right-wing conspiracy as is. And that's one of the big problems here. Roseanne seems to be very susceptible to conspiracy theories.
Yeah, she was all in on some conspiracy that
Trump did, yeah.
saved yeah. some sort of like sex-ring slave.
She
thing.
Has never used Snopes. Never.
Yeah.
I mean,
neither is my mom.
Yeah, I know. I've called her out on it on Facebook. Yeah,
me too.
So at 6 a.m. on the 29th, next day, Chelsea Clinton responded, rebuking the false claims aimed at her and Soros in a clever way.
Yeah, very classy.
Very classy, yeah. Witty. Uh-huh. So, you know, she was accused of being married to one of Soros' nephews.
Yeah.
And she just said something like, I appreciate, or something. She goes, I just point of fact, Roseanne, I am in fact not married to one of Soros' nephews, although I bet they're fine people.
Yeah.
Around, like a how are you or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and how are you doing? Yeah, 9:30 a.m. or 7:30, no one quite knows because Barr lives in Hawaii, but it's hard to say what her phone set on, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She tweeted out, "I apologize and I am now leaving Twitter." That would have been a smart move. She did not leave Twitter.
I feel like doing the Ron Howard from Arrested Development. She didn't.
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, yeah, that would have been perfect. It was said, so supposedly around 9 a.m. Pacific time, that's when they decided to cancel the show, but they didn't know how they were going to approach it.
Yeah.
Before they had a chance to cancel it, just after 9 a.m., Wanda Sykes, who's an actor and a producer on the show, also a black woman, she tweeted out.
And a lesbian.
And a lesbian. Yeah, she got a lot.
She hits all the boxes. Yeah,
the world is stacked against her. She's making it very difficult on herself.
Yeah.
but I like Wanda Sykes.
Always
been a fan of Wanda.
I've always found her funny.
She announced via Twitter that she was leaving the show. And immediately after that, Sarah Gilbert came out and used words like abhorrent. Am I pronouncing that right?
Abhorrent.
Abhorrent. I don't know. Anyway.
Whore.
And separate and apart from the opinions and words of one cast member. That's how she described the show. The show is separate and apart from the opinions of one words of one cast member, which Roseanne later tweeted that out or responded to that by retweeting and saying, wow.
And she went after the son, too.
Yeah, she did. And what was crazy is it just so happened that this was the same day that the writers and staff were returning to work on season two.
Yep.
And they got there at 10:48 only to arrive via Twitter and the social media that the show was canceled. They were not yet told. The execs said that there are more than 200 people that are out of a job due to this, and that the conscience of Roseanne Barr should be the one that bears the weight of this cancellation. That was their words.
Yep.
She went on to apologize, Barr, being she is a Barr, and express sympathy to those out of the job. Said her side will be. She claimed that her side will be heard on Joe Rogan Experience this past Friday, which, by the way, did not happen.
She
did not go on Joe Rogan's Experience. So Joe Rogan tweeted out Friday night that the Roseanne Barr episode will not go on as promised. Roseanne is going through a very difficult time, and she has also went radio silence. I wish nothing but the best to her, but she is not talking to anyone now.
Yeah.
But that's not true. She's tweeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Update on this story, according to yesterday.
Well,
ABC. Oh, sorry.
Let's go ahead and get through, and then you can update.
I'm sorry. I thought that was
no, because then Roseanne then went on later to blame Ambien, alcohol, and exhaustion from the demands of the sitcom. She But she was even tweeting more conspiracy theories and things out during this. Ex-husband Tom Arnold goes on TV and says she's been wanting off the show since it started and that he's been concerned for her mental health for some time. Maybe, and I hate to say this, all right, it's crazy to say this, maybe Tom Arnold's the voice of reason here. He's the one that's got it.
Maybe, but how does he know? Is he still friends with her, though?
That's what I wondered. I thought they didn't get along at all.
Well, it's one of those things, too. If you are close to someone from a long time, or an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, or best friend, whatever, and you see their posts on social media, you think, yeah, something's off. And that's kind of where he went with the interview. He said that everyone should be concerned due to the pattern of behavior that has changed over the years. He said she's always been polarizing and always been a target, or big, you know, good target for people because of her actions. But she's never been one to buy into things. She's always seen the logic side of things, so she's being a little... This is not the Roseanne that he knew, he said.
Yeah.
Side note, by the way, and I did want to touch on this, because I feel like in the world we are, this has to be brought up. The same people that are rallying and in an uproar in defense of Roseanne Barr are also the same people shitting on Colin Kaepernick for his freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very...
Oh, it's a huge double standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that tell me what your update was, and then.
So according to Twitter, as of yesterday, ABC is considering a Roseanne reboot focused on Sarah Gilbert.
The Connors.
Yeah, called
the
it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to focus around Darlene.
It's if you're going to go forward with the show, though, that's a smart person to go forward on.
Yeah.
I told you guys when we watched a reboot, Darlene and Dan were my two favorite characters on the reboot. They were the best acted characters.
Is Darlene's back with No,
Jason Galecki's character?
Yeah.
No, David?
Yeah.
Or was he David? Was brother
I think he
David,
was David.
Or
he was David? I think he was David.
Yeah, he was David.
No, he came back on, but no. He's kind of the fuck up that's trying to straighten his life up, mm-hmm. but they're not getting back together.
And then what's the sister's name on the she was on Big Bang Theory also. There was talks about her.
Sarah Gilbert coming back?
Yeah, Sarah Gilbert and Dan talking.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
You're talking about, Jackie? So Roseanne's
Jackie.
Sister?
Jackie.
Yeah, that's smart, too.
Yeah.
But I think that was just.
John Goodman, though, John Goodman being all class, he's kind of said nothing about this, and I kind of believe him. I usually don't believe people, but when. TMZ caught him on the street, and they were like, "What's your thoughts on this?" He goes, "I know the show's canceled. I mean, I found out almost the way everybody else did." And they're like, "What do you think about what Roseanne Barr said?" He goes, "To be honest with you, I'm not on Twitter, and I don't read it, so I don't know everything that was said."
Yeah.
"Well, what do you think's going to happen going forward?" He goes, "I'm sure someone will figure it out."
I think a show around Jackie would be great. Lori Metcalf is hilarious, and she's a fantastic underrated actress.
She is. She's been great on a lot of things. She's good on Big Bang.
Uh-huh.
I have not enjoyed her on Roseanne, but that said, I haven't enjoyed her and Roseanne. I believe they're so pigeonholed into the roles that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Her the liberal, the other the conservative.
Sure.
That they're the part of the show that I haven't enjoyed.
Yeah, no.
But it's nothing against her. She's a great actress.
She was fantastic in the show that nobody watched, Horace and Pete, and that nobody will ever not watch because of
Louis C.K.
But she gave a 35-minute monologue on the show about banging her dad's or her father-in-law. It was great.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anything else on that show? It's just weird. I want to ask you guys
I guess the weird thing is, should it have been canceled?
Well, that's what I want to say. I want to pose this question, too. Okay. Well, and we're going to spin into – so before we go into the thing that I brought to the table, we'll say this. Comparative to Samantha – I got two questions for you. One, we'll go in the direction of Samantha Bee. Whose sin was greater? Was it? And I have an opinion on this, and Missy and I discussed this earlier. Whose sin was greater? Her sin for her comment, and let's assume she honestly didn't know that the woman was black. Let's just say for the sake of argument. I don't believe that, but let's say for the sake of argument. Let's say that she didn't know she was a black woman. Was her sin greater than Samantha Bee's, or was Samantha Bee's greater than hers? Samantha Bee's was definitely more crass.
Yeah. Well,
she called for those that don't know, she called Ivanka cunt.
A feckless. You next Tuesday.
Ivanka Trump, she called her a feckless cunt. We could just say it because we're quoting.
Yeah.
That's what she called her. Hers was edited, obviously. She since backtracked for that. But what is your thoughts, Bender?
I think. I read a couple good things on this, and basically everybody's argument was Roseanne never would have came back had Trump not won as president. Because
that's probably some
since 2013, and I got a couple of them pulled up here, Roseanne Barr's been tweeting crazy conspiracy theories and racist shit online.
She's attacked a lot of people, too.
There's one right here from December 22nd, 2013. Susan Rice.
Yeah, this was a bad one.
Is a man with big swinging eight balls.
Yeah, like, so there's the no... And Joe Rogan on his podcast when he was talking about the thing, because Kevin Smith asked him what he thought about it.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, it's quite possible. He goes, I've known her. I'm not good friends with her, but I've known her. He goes, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she didn't know this woman was black. But there's no defending that.
No.
He knew what that woman was.
I think there's just no... Calling somebody a monkey or an ape in 2018 is just it's not really that funny.
Howard Cosell took a lot of shit back in the early 80s for saying, look at that monkey. Yeah, and that's something that he had been on camera saying a bunch. And it wasn't him talking about black people. He just talked about the way people scampered around on the football field. And he took shit for that. Yeah. That was the 80s.
Yeah.
And what Samantha Bee, it was tasteless she shouldn't have done it.
Which one do you think's worse, Tom?
The Roseanne one is slightly worse as far as the content of what the message was. But I think you can make an argument that the Samantha Bee situation is worse because that was definitely scripted. Mm-hmm. It was vested by and producers and writers.
It wasn't inspired by Alien.
Yeah.
Hey, so, allegedly.
But I think that if we're being honest and fair, it's a time that we should, like, as a society, should take step back and say, do we want people talking like this? Because at the same time, you can pull out all of the president's comments about, you know, immigrants and calling them animals or rapists and murderers. Like, why are comedians held to a higher standard nowadays than the highest office in the land?
Okay, that's a good note. For one, I think we should all be aware that we're talking about two comics. And I am under the school of thought or the camp that the Roseanne was much worse than Samantha Bee, and I'll explain why. People are being called hypocrites for not thinking one way or the other on these two topics. What Roseanne did was, whether it was intentional or not intentional, it went down a racial path.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a white woman referring to a racial sensitive comment. No matter what you say, and I think we're overly sensitive about race and sexual politics in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm still left leaning.
Yeah.
But I do think we're oversensitive about it. No matter what you say, referring to a black person in any way, shape, or form, a monkey or an ape, is off limits.
Yeah.
What Samantha Bee did as a woman was call another woman the word cunt.
Yeah.
That's been done in comedy for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as if Bill Maher had called her that.
Right. If that'd a man would have done it, different story. It was a woman, and did she step over a line? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she did. I tell you this. You know what? I will say this. We'll call it a line step for the fact that she has angled herself into a Jon Stewart type of role to where she's got a – for her, it's a tricky balance between being political commentator and comedian, and there's a fine line between the two. And sometimes you've got to maybe sugarcoat the joke so you don't sacrifice one half of that equation.
Well, the bottom line is this. Roseanne's show was probably, what, top five sitcom money and rating wise?
Yeah. Oh, the original.
Right now.
Oh, this one. Yeah. No, this one
there's
was.
Not a lot of scripted sitcoms.
This one was the behind, right neck and neck with Big Bang is the most successful sitcom of this year.
Yeah. So there's real dollars at stakes there for what she did.
And my next question, I interrupt, was have you ever seen, and because it pertains to what you're talking about, such a successful show canceled for a reason like this? Has it ever happened?
Not off the top of my head. I can't think of something. I'm sure.
I looked it up.
Yeah?
I couldn't find anything.
Hmm.
And then, you know, the same Samantha Bee show. I mean, I think she's okay, but no one fucking watches that show.
That show gets 2 to 3 million people on TBS. That's a win for TBS.
Yeah.
It gets more viral views because that's the way it is. Like,
I watch it
like
on YouTube.
Comedy Central stuff like that. But I mean, we just saw a major, where you were going, multi-million, if not, you know, over the life of 5 years of the run that maybe this was going to have, $1 billion revenue stream.
And ABC has every right, you know, owned by Disney, to pull it. I don't blame them. Would I have done it? I don't think so. I would have let it ride.
I think...
Because let's put it this... Here's the thing. The people are going to, protest and boycott that show where people probably weren't watching anyway.
Yeah, that is pretty hardcore. I would like to see the dichotomy, the breakdown of the audience for that show. And I bet there's a lot less conservatives than people think are watching it.
Yeah, also, yeah, I mean, I, I didn't watch it, but I don't really, I didn't really care.
I also think too, though, that like if Tom Arnold's to be to believed, to believed, or however I want to say
it, to be believed.
Yeah, that's it. To be believed. Yeah, I think. Well, no, just throw that aside. I think if she truly felt she was that run ragged. And she truly felt that.
Well, that's on her, though. I mean, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to do it.
But I mean, if she's an admitted Ambien user and a drinker, I think then maybe for her health, maybe it should have been canceled.
Yeah.
If this is where you're at, maybe it should have been canceled.
Well, I mean, Roseanne has shown a pattern of, as you threw that other tweet, you know, she's been a crazy person for a long time.
I mean, go back to the national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that article that came out for Jewish Magazine where she was. Hitler, dressed as Hitler.
Oh, that was bad. And she's Jewish.
Baking cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never found her that funny. I never really liked her.
I always found her kind of tasteless.
So we're going to go ahead and call her, and we'll spin in our next topic. We're going to call her the most recent pop culture villain, real life pop culture villain.
I know, and our focus is on pop culture. I just want to say, though, that like this took up all of the media's time this week, which is annoying as fuck in the world that we live in now, because there's real news and real things that actually happen.
You follow money. And like you said, there's a lot of money that was involved
like there's
in this.
A report that came out from the, I think the EU or whatever, found out 4,500 people died in Puerto Rico as opposed to the 63 that our government says actually died. And that was like a blip on the radar. Yeah. And nobody fucking cares about
it. Well, then,
like,
and it all plays into this administration politics.
Exactly.
It plays all every bit into this administration's politics.
Yeah,
so.
It's just one giant distraction
speaking
after the other.
Speaking of villains, though, real life villains, let's go in the world of pop culture. We're going to. I comprised a list of real life pop culture villains, and I want you guys to give me their percentage of chance of coming through this. Unscathed or finding redemption from their accusations.
All right, wait, let's clear this up a little bit better. So, basically, percentage chance, 100 being they can get to where
they'll get to where they're going. Yeah, they'll get back to where they're making a career being a comic actor. So whatever. All right. So first off, just so you know, Mel Gibson's not on the list because he's already made it back apparently in the good graces of Hollywood.
Has he?
Yeah, he's in movies left and right now, and I mean he's a bad guy, but he's, you know, we're gonna say he made it through, not unscathed, but he made it through.
Yeah, also, I don't think he's pulling down $20 million a movie anymore.
Also, Bill Cosby's not in this because he's found guilty. That's
it. He's going to jail.
He's done. And I'll credit USWeekly.com for the majority of this list. So here we go. We're gonna start right out of the gate with everybody's good voiced grandpa Morgan Freeman. For those that don't know, 8 women have accused him of sexual harassment, inappropriate behavior, and he is still sticking to his guns that it did not happen.
I do believe this was the worst time for Morgan Freeman.
So, Bender, what is the percentage chance that Morgan Freeman is going to come out of this and we're going to still see him in the movies for the next 5 to 10 years?
I think he will come out of this. 80% chance he comes out, so long as no more women come out against him. At least less than 8 more women come out against him.
Tom?
95%. Everybody loves Morgan Freeman.
I'm going to go right in between you two and just call it 90%. I think that Morgan Freeman is got some serious explaining to do for some of these women. That said, I think we still need to presume people are innocent until proven otherwise. So yeah. I think Morgan's coming back. I've got Luc Besson on here. For those that don't know Luc Besson, he is the director of Fifth Element, Nikita Leon. The Professional. Authorities have launched a rape investigation to him as of May 20th, 2018. French radio station in Europe reported an actress told authorities that the incident allegedly took place at the luxury Bristol Hotel in Paris on May 17th. Europe reported that one woman claimed she had drunk a cup of tea and felt unwell and lost consciousness.
Yeah, so what was in the tea was the sixth element.
Right. And when she came to, she remembered being sexually assaulted to him. The director's lawyer has said that he's been married 4 times, including Mila Jovovich, and he categorically denies the accusation, and the unnamed actress is someone who he knows towards... has never behaved inappropriately ever. So, percentage chance that Luc Besson comes out of this?
I think it's 50%.
Oh, 50.
I never heard of this guy, so I'll say 75%.
I'm going to say 100%. I think the fact that it's not getting legs under it means that he's going to direct another movie. And even if there isn't an allegation, he's a director. He's going to come out.
Yeah, I mean, like, people still are Still not one.
Here's a new one. Here's a new one. I wish Missy was here. Neve Schulman of Catfish on MTV has been accused of misconduct.
Wait, Nev?
Nev, yeah, Nev.
No,
sorry.
Shit.
Yeah, and he was the show is temporary pause.
Oh,
I didn't even know it was still on.
By the way, if you read anything about this, Nev might not be the best guy in the world.
Oh,
so you got to look it up. But because the show's canceled, because they're taking these accusations pretty serious at MTV. What do you think, Tom? Ben? Oh, Tom, I'll go Tom first.
I don't know the story, but I'll say 20% because he seems like a guy who's easily replaceable in that role.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think 10% that he's going to be.
I think I'm going to go right in between the two of you. 15%. Nev is gone. I think we're never going to see him on TV anymore. Here's a good one. This is one of the most trusted voices in American history, Tom Brokaw, former NBC News employees. Have accused him of sexual harassment in April of 2018. Linda Vester claimed that to Variety that Brokaw made unwanted advances and tried to kiss her on multiple occasions in the 90s. First off, that's where we got signed up, which is sexual harassment and stuff. She claimed that he made unwanted advances.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to go out with someone, that's an unwanted advance. That's not sexual harassment.
Agreed.
But if he tried to kiss her,
if he tried kissing her multiple times, that's different.
And if he pursues without relenting, like if she says no thank you but he just keeps going, or like holds it against her in a professional manner, like in stories or whatnot, then yeah, it is sexual harassment.
Brokaw came out and said, I met with Linda Vester on two occasions, both at her request, 23 years ago, because she wanted advice with respect to her career at NBC. The meetings were brief, cordial, and appropriate. Despite Linda's allegations, I made no romantic overtures towards her, and at that time, or any others. Tom Brokaw coming out clean.
100%.
You think he's going to come out clean?
Sure.
I don't think so. I think he's a 10% chance he comes out.
Why?
Why? Because all of these old news guys, like these old dudes who lived in a different world where you were Mad Men age, where you were allowed to sexually harass women.
All right.
But will he come out clean from it, though? He is retired, so his definition of clean.
He only shows up on election night now anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think it's going to be a stain forever.
So you believe the accuser for something that happened 23 years ago.
That's not necessary.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. I don't disbelieve her. I don't have any reason to not believe her.
If there's enough fire, networks just won't roll with him.
But I think, yeah, I think that with the history of, what's the other guy?
Matt Lauer.
We're going to get to Matt Lauer in a second.
The other old guy that was on CBS.
Charlie Ross.
Yeah, Rose. Charlie Ross. Yeah. Between those guys, it's just these old guys are just, they're dangerous now. All right, let's get rid of them.
Let's fly through this. If you need me to describe what happened, we will. Let's say Ryan Seacrest has fallen under the microscope.
Does anybody care about him anymore?
By the way, I'm giving Tom Brokaw a 60% chance of coming out. I think there's a show for him on extended cable, but we're not going to see him on the networks anymore.
I'm going to talk about The Greatest Generation until I die.
Now, so Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest, is Seacrest out or Seacrest in?
I think he's out because nobody cares.
You think so? There's a lot of money with Seacrest.
Still?
He's executive producer on 90% of the TV on TV, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, he can just do his money behind the scenes and not have to worry about
That's just it.
Then
I think
just
once these
light.
Things happen, I think you're out on every
Seacrest,
aspect.
Seacrest, 75%.
In?
Yeah.
How about you? What was your percentage?
60%.
I think he's about 75 in. I think you're right.
Yeah, he's fine.
I had Jeff Franklin, Full House creator, but I don't care. Scott Baio.
What has he done since then?
He's got no full house back. But how about Scott Baio? Former Happy Days star, 57, denied that on January 27th, 2017, he was the accusations that he molested Charles in Charge co-star Nicole Eggert. She, now 46, claims in a series of tweets that Baio digitally penetrated her.
All right, here's the thing with Scott Baio, real quick. I would say if it was just this and he was liberal, 90%, but since he's conservative and everybody hates him, 20%.
I like it.
I would say, yeah, I think it's like 10%. He wasn't in anyways until Trump came along.
Well, I'm going to use one of your things earlier about Roseanne and that show coming back. As long as there's a Trump in office and making politics, a guy like Scott Baio will always have a voice because people will take pseudo-celebrities or real celebrities and listen what they have to say. But I'm going to say 30% chance we ever hear from him again.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't shown up yet in Arrested Development Season 5, which I've been watching. So.
Yeah. Any blah, blah, blah?
No blah, blah, blah so far.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll probably bounce around on Fox as a commentator.
Maybe.
But that's about it. Maybe.
How about Aziz Ansari? I think this one's pretty much slept under the rug and has gotten through. But here's another situation of a guy that was accused of being just a bad date.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, I think she got, whoever that girl was, I forget her name, got just as much shit as him for this one. And it was just a lack of communication, I think, was the end result that the internet decided. And the... In the court of the internet.
You don't know her name because her name is Grace, which is a fake name.
Oh, is it?
Well, Grace is under fire on this one, but
yeah, no shit. Ooh, I remember that show.
Yeah,
that's an old ABC show.
100% chance Aziz is.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
He's small, Indian, and cute.
Yeah. All right. How about Michael Douglas? He was denied sexual harassment allegations in an interview on Deadline this past January. He came forward preemptively after being contacted by Variety, and the Hollywood Reporter claims of sexual harassment against him by a former employee who worked with him 30 years ago.
He'll bounce back.
I think Douglas will pop up in a movie here and there for the rest of our lives. Wait a minute.
Michael Douglas? Right?
Yeah.
He's an Ant-Man. He's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Marvel didn't drop him.
Marvel didn't. That's a good point. Disney didn't drop him. 100% chance he's going to stay.
Hey, more better question. Michael Douglas, underrated, rated, or overrated as an actor?
I think he's rated.
I think he's rated.
Yeah.
I'd say slightly under.
Really?
Basic
Instinct, fantastic
movie. Okay. Maybe at this point, I still
Falling
don't.
Down?
I think he got into the
that
movie.
That is not a good movie.
I love that movie. Yeah, I love
Get the fuck out of here.
Falling Down is an annoying movie. I don't like it.
Two out of three people on this podcast today agree that that movie is very good.
You could be more wrong.
The problem is, it's the short sleeve shirt and tie. I hate that.
Well, that was a look.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I don't think it's that great of a movie.
I think that he wouldn't have been in the Ant-Man role had he not been well respected. I don't think they just go to anybody in that role. People are well aware that his body of work is impressive.
Yeah.
Let's get next to James Franco.
I think he'll come through this.
You do?
Yeah.
How? What? So 100%?
90% he comes through.
Ally Sheedy, by the way, was the one to call him out.
Yeah.
Ally Sheedy?
Yeah.
From what?
The controversy surrounding the actor first began when Ally Sheedy called him out after he won in the Golden Globes. Why is James Franco allowed in? People never ask why I left the film and TV business, she wrote.
Well, he also
about you,
had
Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
He also had like a Time's Up pin on or something, and then all this stuff came out about him.
He's got a bad pass of a drunken frat boy is what he has.
Yeah,
and he's overly cocky and creepy, and he's one of those guys who's like, oh, I lost myself in the role and doesn't come out of it.
James Franco's definitely the kind of guy who gets a fangirl into his room, gets him drunk, and then fucks him.
Yeah, I think he's a...
Ethical? No. Legal? Probably.
I think there's 100% chance he's going to be all right. He is, unfortunately, wildly talented, and he's going to keep making things. I think he's the kind of guy that just make things no matter what. He's like a Roman Polanski. I'm just going to keep going no matter what the fuck you guys think.
Keep on raping women.
How about Danny Masterson? Here's a good one. Danny Masterson gone?
Yeah, he's gone because, at one, he's a Scientologist, so people who aren't Scientologists already get rid
of him.
He's
already creepy.
And two, I think that one's like pretty...
He's off the show. They've got a few more episodes filmed
like
on
once
the
show got rid of him, and then I feel like there was like actual weight under that one. It's not just a he said, she said. I feel like there was like real...
Tangible evidence?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
I think 100% chance we'll never see him on TV when the ranch is gone.
Mm-hmm.
How about Bryan Singer?
The director
was sued on December 7th for allegedly raping Cesar Sanchez Guzman and I guess that's how she pronounced his name.
It's
in 2003.
Dude, he's
good. Oh yeah, when he was 17. That's right, it was a dude. In the complaint obtained by Us Weekly, Sanchez Guzman claimed that he had been invited to a party on Lester Waters' yacht, where he met Singer. The director then offered to give him a tour. During this tour, Singer lured.
Man,
Caesar,
you read as well as I
into
do.
Into a room, shut the door, and demanded that Caesar perform oral sex. Caesar refused, and Singer forced him into the acts of oral sex. Still, maybe the hardest thing to do for someone.
I feel
to
like
get,
you could just like bite it.
Bite, yeah.
Singer is now categorically denied and vehemently defended the lawsuit to the very end. That's pretty. When you get to a lawsuit, that's pretty. I'm not saying that he's 100% guilty. But that's a lot deeper than a lot of these.
There's a lot of rumor and accusation from the like the X-Men days too, of like him on set just, you know, being creepy and hiring young, attractive men.
I'm gonna give him though 40% chance of coming through, and the only reason he gets that high a percent chance is, I mean, I'm sorry, because I think he's still going to try, but the reason it's still low is because his movies has gotten worse and worse over the years.
I was going to say, I was going to go 20%.
I'd say 10%.
X-Men 2?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which was, what, 18 years ago?
Hey, you know what, though? That Tom Cruise was an underrated movie, the one where he was trying to assassinate Hitler. He was the spy.
Oh, Valkyrie?
Valkyrie.
What'd you call it?
Valkyrie?
Yeah, you bendered that one, didn't
you? You just, I think you just...
bendered it.
Pretentured it. Pretentious-ed it.
Pretentured it?
Yeah. He was way too
Valkyrie.
Pretentious.
It's Flight of the Valkyries.
Yeah, it's definitely Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Flight of the Valkyrie.
And you're...
I'm doubling down, damn it.
All right. Yeah. How about Charlie Rose? Is Charlie Rose coming back?
No.
He even tried to start... I mean, was there a worse idea than to try to start a podcast and bring on fellow people accused to defend themselves?
He did that?
He was going to.
Yeah, his idea
that's like
was
OJ's
to...
I did it.
Matt Lauer was going to be his first guest.
Yeah, Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly. I do think Bill O'Reilly will come back. Is he on your list?
Matt Lauer is on my list. Let's just jump into
Matt. No, it's Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly? No, I don't have Bill O'Reilly.
I think Bill O'Reilly will bounce back.
How about,
conservatives don't care.
I want to just knock out a couple more. Dustin Hoffman was accused, but I think we're fine. That story kind of went under the radar. Kind of
John Oliver really took him to task on that.
He did take him to task.
I don't know. I don't know if Dustin Hoffman's going to bounce back. I think he'll bounce around in like the lower movies.
I think we're going to still see him in movies. Yeah, maybe independent films, but we're still going to see him.
But,
how about... Matt Lauer, what's the percent chance we're going to see Matt Lauer?
0%.
You think
that
so?
That was really graphic. There was some really graphic details that came out that I don't think anybody's ever going to touch
him
again.
I'm going to blow through these real fast now. Garrison Keillor, 0% chance for me.
I don't remember who that guy is.
Yeah. Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about him.
Matt Lauer?
Zero.
Jeremy Piven.
I'm going to say 10% for Matt Lauer.
I'm going to go higher, like 25 for Lauer. What about Jeremy Piven?
I say 0% on Jeremy Piven because he played such creepy roles in movies.
He kind of was an asshole.
Yeah, he played a creepy asshole in everything he did for the most part, and that's what people are going to remember.
The show was canceled.
Piven had
30%. A show?
I'm going to go 30%. He had an NBC show. Or CBS, one of the two.
I didn't know that.
Criminal show.
Here
we go. Here's a couple of layups. Kevin Spacey.
Zero.
Hey, how about Harvey Weinstein?
That guy's going
Spacey
to prison.
Spacey would say 5%.
I'll give him 3%. Harvey Weinstein?
Zero.
He's the
going,
goose egg.
He's going
to jail. All right, I'll let you finish.
All right, Brett Ratner.
40%.
Oh, I'm going to go 12%. No chance, this guy's. I mean, forcing women. Wait,
what did Brett Ratner do again?
Olivia Munn and five other women, including Natasha Henstrick, said that he... forced them into having sex with him or doing sexual acts to him just to make it into films.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I missed that one. The only one I saw on that one was when with what's his name? Russell Simmons. and Russell Simmons, but Russell Simmons got out.
Yeah, Russell Simmons, how big a chance on that one?
The lady dropped the charges.
Yeah, so he'll come back. He's going to be as famous as he was before. Here's what Marty Singer, who is Brett Ratner's attorney. I have represented Mr. Ratner for 2 decades, and no woman has ever made a claim against him for sexual misconduct or harassment. Furthermore, no woman has ever requested or received any financial settlement from my client. Oh, well, then he's innocent.
Yeah.
Okay. Andy Dick. Andy Dick, by the way, I want to read
100%.
I want to read his.
100% done?
No. Maybe the...
Everybody knows he's a fucking creep.
No, yeah. Yeah. Best reaction to this accusations of all of the celebrities. Here's what he's... According to the Hollywood Reporter, he allegedly groped people's genitals, kissed and licked people's cheeks, and made sexual proposals to at least 4 members of the upcoming film Raising Buchanan's. He had came out and said, I might have kissed somebody on the cheek and to say goodbye and obviously licked them, but that's my thing. I lick. I even licked Carrie Fisher on TV at her roast. That's me. He goes, I'm not trying to sexually harass people. I don't grab genitals, but I do hit on people. He says, I'm single, depressed, lonely, and try to get a date in every situation. So, yes, I've done that. but I've never harassed anyone.
There was other people a couple years back who said he also grabbed their genitals all the time, but it's usually when he's like blackout drunk.
And yeah. They're not strangers. They've always said it's not strangers.
No, and a lot of people are like, the article I read said, I forget who wrote it, or who they were interviewing, was like, I don't look at it as harassment. I just feel bad for him because he's fucked up.
How about... Yeah. George Takei. Oh, my.
Oh, he's fine.
My. He's fine?
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine because he's liberal.
And it was guy-on-guy action, and I'm not trying to make light of that. I think people view that as a whole different than a guy and a woman.
Well, so is Bryan Singer.
I don't know about that.
I think Bryan Singer's stuff really bothered people.
It's underage. It's the underage thing.
The underage part, yeah. They say... And this is not a joke. I've heard this, and I've heard it recently on a podcast. The two worst things could happen to celebrity is waking up with a dead girl or a young boy.
No.
That's it. You can almost get away with everything else.
You get rid of a young girl?
Huh?
You get rid of a young girl?
There's a lot
Roman
of guys
Polanski
who
did it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Woody Allen did it.
All right, I want to finish up. I've got three names. The last three names I want to go through right here. How about Jeffrey Tambor?
Which one's he? I forget.
Arrested Development?
Oh, yeah. No, he's done.
You think he's done after this season of Arrested Development?
I think so.
He's already off of the...
Transparent.
Transparent on his Amazon Prime.
He'll be back. 75%.
Okay.
Based off how people were... You know, we just talked about last week, how the cast defended him so much.
Yeah. I think... I agree with you the fact that, like, it's more about him just being a dick.
Yeah.
So if he really, you know, really... Go like tries. He could probably bounce back.
So the last
he's just old though. I feel like some
last
of these guys
name
just...
I want to say is he's coming back, and I want instead of a percentage chance, I want a time frame. Louis C.K.
Within 5 years.
Sooner than that, I'll say by 2020.
I think we're gonna start hearing some rumblings of him next year in 2019, making the rounds, maybe amends and something. And I think you're right. I think around 2020 we're gonna start seeing Louis C.K.
I think he's probably gonna throw some money at some stuff, do some therapy, really be like a advocate for mental health and changing your because
I think he can come back now if he wanted to.
I think so too. I think the other people on that list and what they've been accused of his is not as bad. It's on a scale, you know. It's gross and creepy, and you should definitely get help.
I think there's a lot of validity to that. I mean, I think there's a difference between being gross and being aggressive.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference, and I think you've got to get help.
It was straight up creepy.
Leads to the other.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point in my life I made a woman feel uncomfortable or
I think
out.
All three of us make my wife feel uncomfortable at many
but
points.
But I mean, like,
not me. I have an alliance.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're immune from being uncomfortable.
I don't know. The whole asking to masturbate in front of chicks is pretty fucking weird, and you probably need help.
I don't get much out of that.
Yeah. Oh, asking what was it?
He has to masturbate in front of chicks for like whatever reason,
and he just was rude to plants, so they don't need that.
No, that was Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, that was Weinstein, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. He just and Louis would just call him up and say, "Hey, I'm jerking it right now too."
Yeah, it's super fucking weird.
Yeah, like why do you think that would be?
Is it? Do you have a God complex? Is
I tell
that
you
what
this:
it is?
If I can link that you that Us Weekly article, I could tell you there's like 30 or so accusations of names out there. I didn't put any of the chefs, any of the producers.
Oh yeah, like what's it's on chef
Toback? I didn't put him. I mean, I put him on there, but I skipped over him. But
my whole thing is, if it's one accusation that happened more than 20 years ago, I'm usually believing the accuser. But when it becomes more than one, then you're like, all right, when there's smoke, there's fire.
You know what, though? Yeah, the shitty thing about that, though, too, is we shouldn't discount the story of the one accuser. It should be researched. It should be investigated.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And we also shouldn't discount the fact that if one woman comes forward, three or four other women that just may have an agenda may come forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a weird, weird world. I mean, it's a tough deal. And in our country... You know, we've lost sight of everyone's innocent until proven guilty. And I understand when the money's involved, like these shows. You got to get rid of them. You can't because nobody, you know, you got to quit sinking money into something and get no returns. You have to.
You don't have, but here's the thing. Do you have to? Because a lot of these situations seem to be knee-jerk reactions where in 2018, the news cycle now is so fast that no one's going
to
care.
You have to because of the money you put into it.
If Maybe, like I don't if know. It was
investors pulling money, things like that, yeah, you can't risk it.
If it was Mitt Romney or Obama or even Hillary as president, who was like a normal, boring president, that there wasn't constant, you know, uproar and crazy shit going on, yeah, I think you would have to get rid of them now. But like, there's something else crazy is going to happen in the next 2 days. Like, it's exhausting to like watch the news now.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I think, I don't know, my thing is, I think 20, 30 years ago, the industry was kind of a known thing, or like it was at least talked about, that, you know, people acted crazy and did what they want, and money bought you whatever you wanted. They were basically the today's version of like princes and you know, kings and queens who had like sex slaves and parades in Roman times or whatever, you know, like that you hear about the history. And hey, now like people are finally just like, we're done with this, let's get rid of it. And I think it'll change from here on out. But
well, times have changed.
Have changed, and everybody has a voice now with social media.
Oh. And they right, that's a good / bad thing. Like with every good thing, there's bad, but yeah. And there's going to be people who are falsely accused and jumping in on the bandwagon. But I think that most of them are legitimate, at least the ones that, like Bill Cosby's been, you know, taking the task, and Louis C.K., whether you like him or not, he came out and said, yeah, this shit, fine, you know, like he denied it flat out for 3 years.
Louis C.K. handled it the best of anybody.
Some people see a storm.
Dan Harmon, I think,
they handled it better than him. Dan Harmon, too. I didn't put Harmon on here, too. I think both Harmon and Louis C.K. showed, I think even Andy Dick, some people see a storm and they turn away and try to get away from it. Some go headlong into it, and you got to face it.
I think C.K., he ran for as long as he could. He turned tail and ran as long as he could.
That was finally a fast. Came if you out. Remember, that was a fast. I don't think he turned tail and ran. I just think
no, he did. He flat out denied it, said it was lying for like 2 years straight. Mm-hmm. And then he finally was like, yeah, it's true.
And the world
accused more him. Women, women were popping up. And he was like, fuck, fine, it's true.
That could be.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of people out there in Hollywood that it didn't work out for them. And they were creeped out by some guy one time. And now they have this... what could have been, because...
Yeah, but it...
I tell you this.
And, like, times have changed, too. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, Al Franken, for example. I think he'll be back, and not necessarily politically, but I think he'll be back around, because what he did was tasteless and crass. And,
yeah, and there's also some...
But that was like 90s
conflicting
comedy,
stories
like,
on and the woman too. But you know what? Times do change, and so does this topic. So let's jump to our next topic. All
right.
That's all I brought to the table today. We do have we might run long in this episode, but I want to hear what I know that we don't have a science segment today, but what we do have is a quiz. But I want to hear what Bender, what did you bring to the topic today?
I saw Solo.
What did you think?
I thought it was a movie that nobody needed, but it was a hell of a lot of fun.
I've heard no bad things from all of my friends that have seen it.
But
so it's a good
romp. It is bombing. Like, it only made $20 million this weekend.
It's not bombing.
It's bombing in the Star Wars sense.
Well, here's the thing. I think this
movie, in a bubble.
It has an unfair assessment or an unfair measuring tool. It's the most expensive Star Wars movie ever made, but that's not because it how expensive it was to make it. Yeah. It's because they brought in a new director and they had to reshoot a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's an unfair claim.
And you know, and I think the other thing that's hurting this movie is I forget the guy's name who plays Han. It doesn't really matter. He did a good job, I'll say that. But there was a shit ton of rumors that he was an awful actor
act.
And he was wooden.
It wasn't even that he was an awful actor. They just said this guy can't act.
Yeah, well, which is the same thing I just said.
But I mean, there's real actors that have a long history of acting that have been bad in roles.
Yeah.
Everyone that saw this guy, it was like, he's not an actor. Like, no, he shouldn't even be in Hollywood. They're like, what? And it was bad. Like, to your what you were
they
saying.
They were just shredding him and all
bad.
This stuff.
They were like,
and he did great. I thought he was great. I thought Emile Clarke was good. Donald Glover fucking captured Lando.
Yeah.
Carrizian so well. Like, it was just so smooth.
I was worried least about Donald Glover.
Yeah, I mean, I really wasn't worried about him either. Well, I will say, you know, since you guys were supposed to watch it and didn't, now, there was a lot of good, fun twists and turns in it, you know? The fact that Jabba the Hutt is a failed Jedi, I thought was really weird.
I didn't know that.
I made that up.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm not really going to drop that shit in there. No. I did kind of wonder that after I was watching it, though. I'm like, what has there ever been a Hutt Jedi?
Is Jabba in it?
No.
I guess
he's mentioned.
Spoiler alert, that thing has come out for the interwebs that one Darth Maul has recently.
Oh, I wasn't going to say nothing.
It's all over. It's all over.
Yeah. No, he.
Does timing work for that?
It does.
Apparently, if you watch the Clone Wars cartoon? Yeah, if you watch the cartoons, you know he's back.
He doesn't actually die when Obi-Wan cuts him in half.
He's got robot legs, dude.
He gets spider legs, and then he gets scorpion legs, and then he gets normal legs, and then...
So out of six?
I would give it a 4.5.
That's a doable movie right there.
So,
yeah. I want to see it still.
Yeah, I'll go watch it.
I was thinking about it today. It's kind of like Casino Royale in a way. Like it could have been.
Casino Royale was a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, really good movie.
But like what I'm saying is, out of six
in my world.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. But like what I'm saying is, it felt like one of those movies that there's a bunch of stuff going on, and you could end it here and end it here, and like it just kept going, and they kept tying up all these loose
ends. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
So from this, there's. You know, maybe a Han 2, but it's not doing as well as they say.
Well,
they're doing the Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And they're doing...
Obi-Wan
is pretty much on board. And I think it's going to be really cool to have... since you ruined it, I wasn't going to say nothing. That have Darth Maul be like the big bad in this. Because it's all about... It's less about the Jedis at this point and the Sith and more about like the underworld.
Yeah.
Like the crime lord syndicates and everything. Which is
a cool story.
It is really cool.
I think one thing that they should take from this is 5 months apart is not the window for the Star Wars.
No, it's got to be a year.
I didn't get into it, but I talked to this on I think it was Charlie Norton of the Geekaholics, his thing. I said, Marvel can do it because there's a wealth of story out there for Marvel comic books and characters, their own movies. You can do that. Star Wars... to me, is December movie making.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let one a year. Put it out in December. This was 5 months since the last one left the theater.
Yeah, and it's... I thought it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I thought it was shot really, really well.
And by the way, I think there's something to be said, too. It wasn't following a five-star, you know, or six out of six movie in a lot of people's opinion. It was following a movie that a lot of people were disappointed in.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was coming off of a big win.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to go back. I would like to see, like another polling of people, like, watching The Last Jedi again.
I'll tell you, I tried watching it again, and I do not like it.
Really?
I just do not like the movie.
It's coming back. It's coming out on Netflix. I haven't watched it.
It's not
since.
It's just not a good movie to me. Okay. But I mean, and that's my problem is like Solo, by all accounts to people, seems like it's a pretty fun movie.
It's a zero stakes movie that was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Well, that's what Star Wars is going to try to be, is zero stake movies that are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That we don't have those anymore.
Marvel was that way for a little while, but Infinity War kind of increased the stakes.
I would put this movie on par with like a Doctor Strange. You watch Doctor Strange, you're like, it's good.
I enjoyed Doctor Strange.
I don't need to watch it a million times.
Didn't set the world on fire, but it was a good movie.
But it was fun. And if it's on,
are they doing a Doctor Strange 2?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, the problem with this movie was the whole director turmoil, the increased budget. It had a lot of things going against it in order to be,
honestly didn't really put any previews out. They put that one little teaser out on the Super Bowl, and they had one other trailer.
Well, they couldn't. They didn't have a movie. Yeah. They had to go back. So yeah, anyway.
They had a lot of really cool characters, and
I'll watch it.
It was fun.
I'll watch it.
Tom, I'm just saying, it's a good time.
What do you got? Anything else on topics wise?
No.
What you got, Tom? Other than the quiz.
So I started watching Arrested Development. Season 5 dropped midweek, and I'm a huge Arrested Development fan, even though Season 4 was terrible, and I forgot most of the plot points in it.
He said terrible.
Terrible.
Horrible. They do a good job of recapping all the storylines. But Season 5, pretty solid. It's not as funny as the original first two seasons were, but lots of good chuckles. It kind of reminds me of Super Troopers 2 in a way where they pull out all the hits. So all the callback jokes are
safe. It's a nice safe
season.
It's
very safe, yeah. Jason Bateman, you know, he's so good at Michael.
Yeah, he's good.
When not apologizing for Jeffrey Tambor, he's perfect.
I think...
he's been kind of shitty in this.
Has Jason Bateman ever played any...
They do a transparent joke, though. It's pretty good, yeah.
Has Jason Bateman played anybody else besides Michael Wolff in any movie ever?
Yeah. Ozark.
I never watched that.
You know, though, he still has kind of that smirky dry delivery.
Like he's,
I mean,
like he's very like good in everything he does, but he's one dimensional.
Tell you what, I watched Game Night last weekend. Me and the
wife.
Was
that any good?
It's watch it. It's worth watching. It's because Jason Bateman, Bateman up for the whole thing. Yeah, you know,
is it Elizabeth? It's not Elizabeth Banks.
No, it's Rachel McAdams.
Yeah,
it's Brian Chandler in it, right?
And who's he?
He's, Kyle Chandler. He's a brother of Jason Bateman.
Oh yeah,
coach from Friday Night Lights.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he
That's his brother.
Well, and it's also got Winston from. It's got Winston. I don't know his name, but it's got Winston from New Girl. He's in it, and then it's there's some good scenes in it. It's so, well worth watching.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back again since you said I wasn't gonna talk about movies that we just watched, but I did watch Jumanji.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
It was good.
Yeah, I want to watch it. Kevin Hart and A Rock are good together.
Rock in 2020, baby.
Yeah, it was good. And I hate the original with Robin Williams, just saying.
Yeah, you've said that on this episode, this podcast before.
I just hate it. I just hate it so much.
Hates it. Hates it.
It was good, though.
You got a quiz for us today.
Would you like to play a game?
Let's play the game. Are you ready for the game?
I don't really want to play.
Time to play the game.
All right, I guess if I have to.
Stanley Cup playoffs are coming to an end here as the Washington Capitals took a 2-1 lead last night. Been a pretty good series so far. The NBA Game 2 is tonight, which that Game 1 was fantastic.
I'm not watching because Rockets are out.
High drama ending to that game.
Oh, J.R. Smith, you are an idiot.
And officials, you suck.
You are fucking terrible.
And I still hate Draymond Green. I still agree with Charles Barkley. Somebody should punch him in the face.
Yep.
And this just in, I don't know if you guys heard this, but LeBron James finally, he's actually out of the rest of the series. He slipped a disc in his back because he's
been
carrying this team all year.
And
51 like fucking points.
Oh, yeah. So
unstoppable.
Here's the thing with the NBA with me. I only watch the finals. And LeBron James, the analogy for me with him is he has become fireworks. Because I watch him once a year, and every time I watch him, I go,
If you watch that game, it was clear.
He is the GOAT.
It's clear.
He's better than Jordan.
I don't
care what people say.
It is clear that if you watch that game, literally there was nothing anyone on the floor could do to stop him from scoring. Oh. Unfortunately, he needs any three. Us three, maybe just really, really wanting to play hard could help him out better.
A stat I saw this week, if LeBron James makes it to one more NBA Finals, it will be most NBA Finals in history, the Lakers, the Celtics, than LeBron James.
Wait, that's crazy. That's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. But the Celtics, though.
Teams.
Yeah, but the problem with that stat, though, is Bill Russell had 11.
I know.
But I'm just saying. I get what you're saying. It's the Lakers, the Celtics, and LeBron. But when you remove the Celtics out, you could say Bill Russell 11.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Sure, so, you could say, he was
LeBron's going to the Rockets next year, and then they'll win, so it's fine.
All right, so let's.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so. Bender, who are the two teams in the Stanley Cup Finals right now?
The Golden Knights
of
Las Vegas
and
the Washington Capitals.
Correct. So the game today is I'm going to give you 10 names.
Oh, boy.
You're going to tell me whether they are Las Vegas in porn, Capitals, a current member of the U.S. Congress, or a member of the
Golden... Wait, let's explain that a little better.
All right, so give you Vegas is porn names?
No. All right, fuck you guys. The joke is, I'm going to give you a name. It's either going to be a porn star, a congressperson, or a current member of either the Golden Knights.
I thought that's what you meant, but you just did a piss bork.
Yeah, that was really bad.
All right, let's go. Start with Bender.
Not fair. Anyways, go ahead.
You got the score sheet right?
Yep.
Bender, number one, Riley Reid.
Porn star.
Yeah. Porn star.
She's a porn star. Yes.
I might watch porn.
Yeah, we do. And she's crossed over a little bit of crossover appeal.
Is she?
Some here and there.
Jeremy, number two, Riley Smith,
politician,
hockey player.
He is on the first line of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Hey! Riley Smith coming out swinging.
Yep.
Bender, Jay Beagle.
Jay Beagle.
Yep.
That's Charlie Brown's dog.
Politician.
Politician.
Jay Beagle is a member of the Washington Capitals.
Well, that's an awful name.
All right. Jeremy.
All right.
French Hill.
I'm going to say politician. Somebody's going to be a fucking politician.
I'm going hockey player.
French Hill is representing the state of Arkansas.
Really?
Bender. Barbara Lee.
Porn star. From the South.
I'm going to say porn star.
Barbara Lee represents Congress's California district.
I thought it was a congressman, but I did. I mean, a politician, but I just didn't feel comfortable.
All right.
Yeah. You weren't confident in it.
No.
Jeremy, want to get a score update here?
2-2.
All right.
And two misses.
2-1, I thought.
No, 2-2. We both got one, and we both got an opposite one.
That's true.
It's not true.
He's right. I remember. All right. Julia Ann.
Porn star.
Congressman.
She is in MILF porn.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
I know
like
her.
One.
Bender.
Because he don't like women with kids.
Right. Bender. Evan Stone.
Oh, I know who
porn
that
star.
Is. Yeah, that's porn star.
Porn star. Yes, correct. Jeremy.
I am 4-3 lead right now. I am currently sitting on.
Jeremy. Phoenix Copley.
That's a good name. That's a good name for a porn star.
Congressman.
Phoenix Copley is a hockey player.
Ah!
Used to be in the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Back to the Capitals, though. Bender. Clayton Stoner.
James Franco's friend.
Hockey player.
Hockey player.
Clayton Stoner is a hockey player.
Damn it. Stop fucking stealing my shit.
Strategy.
All right, last one. Steve Knight.
Is this me first?
Uh-huh.
Porn star.
Same.
You know you have to actually get this right, right?
To tie it
fine.
Up.
Damn it.
Yeah, you already said porn star.
He's a congressman.
He's a congressman.
Tied up!
I know who he is.
After some cheating. After some cheating on Bender's part.
Yeah.
All right, should we get a...
One tiebreaker. One, throw it out there.
All right.
How about...
Ted Cruz.
How about you just throw out there how many players on the two teams combined have been in the Blues organization?
42.
Give us closest to it.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep. Yeah. I thought that was a good tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Two teams, yeah.
I would have said 7.
I said 5.
75.
I can know 2 off the top of my head.
I don't.
Oshie and Reeves.
Oh, yeah. All right,
here we go.
And then the one he said was 3, so I was going to say a good 5.
Maxine Waters.
It's your turn.
Congressman.
Porn star.
It is a congressman.
Ah, Bender wins!
I listen to enough political podcasts.
I just wanted to try to win.
Yeah.
So, all right.
There we go.
That was a gimme for me.
Yay, Bender. Good job. Yeah, politicians. Yeah. This guy's on the verge of starting his presidential run.
Yeah.
Bender in 2024?
Let's go 2028. Let's do that.
Yeah.
What are you going to run for first?
His life.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure my wife's going to leave me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
You do too much stuff. What are you talking about?
How about we go ahead and let's close out and throw it to Missy, who's not here. So, Bender,
crickets.
Anything to close on today?
No.
Tom?
Going on vacation here on Wednesday, driving to Hilton Head.
Getting a little bit of Hilton Head?
Yeah. I won't be getting no head on that trip.
Have you ever been there before?
As a kid, but okay. I don't really remember it too much. So, looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the drive with two little ones, but...
What is that drive?
14 8? Hours,
maybe? Ooh, it's long enough.
So he almost added it together in his guess.
We're going to...
14,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're
going to
break
7.
It up on the way down there, but on the way back, we'll do it all in one shot.
Shotgun. The only thing I got to close on, there was a nice, if you haven't seen it this week, there was a nice little back and forth on the Twitters between Seinfeld, Letterman, and Votto. Actually, Votto on Twitter. So if you don't know, my next guest on Netflix is a Letterman show. He had Seinfeld on, and both shared a funny anecdote about Joey Votto talking to them at a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they both were like, super nice guy.
The first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds.
And Joey Votto took to Twitter and said, he responded saying no. He said, the only reason I spoke to Letterman's because I thought he was my limo driver based on the way he was dressed. And I said, this game's almost over. Why don't you go get the car pulled around is what I was trying. He goes, and when I was waving to Jerry Seinfeld, my buddy Jerry Cartwright was actually sitting behind him. So I was trying to get his attention, but Seinfeld kept getting in the way.
That's
and
hilarious.
So just a good little moment about proving once again that Votto, if you don't know, is one of the funniest guys, naturally funny guys in all of baseball. So that said, what do we got coming up? I don't know. We've got that Year in Comics next week. We'll have a normal episode probably without Tom before that.
I want to do the Wingding on the Thursday,
June 21st.
Yeah.
Looks like we might do the wing ding and then talk about that maybe
wing
after.
Wing ding dong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys
wing ding 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 ding.
I think it's a good idea. I love wings. It's on keto, so we can do it.
Nice.
Well, we should do it. We should do it. And that said, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Let's go blue.
Eventually, when they come back.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on to your butts.
And until then, we'll play the music.